Even before Desert Fox, Wolfowitz and Zinni clashed publicly over an issue of arming Iraqi rebels to try to overthrow Saddam. At a congressional hearing, Zinni pointedly dismissed that as a Bay of Goats approach destined to fail, as the CIA-sponsored Bay of Pigs attack on Castro had in 1961. I think a weakened, fragmented, chaotic Iraq, which could happen if this isn't done carefully, is more dangerous in the long run than a contained Saddam is now, he told a group of defense reporters in October 1998. I don't think these questions have been thought through or answered. He also took direct aim at the Iraqi exiles. I don't see that there is a viable opposition. Arming them, he said, would likely be a waste of money. Wolfowitz took a pop at Zinni in his published critique of the Clinton administration's Iraq policy. Toppling Saddam is the only outcome that can satisfy the vital U.S. interest in a stable and secure Gulf region, he wrote in the New Republic magazine in December 1998. The administration has continued to display paralyzing ambivalence. Marine General Anthony Zinni, commander of U.S. Gulf Forces, was even authorized to express the view that a weak, fragmented, chaotic Iraq would be more dangerous than Saddam's continuation in power, and to complain that the opposition isn't viable. Wolfowitz saw such realism as both immoral and wrong-headed. In 1999, he wrote that the United States should be prepared to commit ground forces to protect a sanctuary in southern Iraq where the opposition could safely mobilize. Zinni made it clear that he believed Wolfowitz and his ally Ahmed Chalabi, the Iraqi exile leader who later would become a Pentagon favorite, were dangerous naives who knew little about the reality of war. This is where they jumped on Chalabi's idea. Create an enclave, give me some special forces and air support, and I'll go in and topple the guy over, Zinni remembered. And I said, this is ridiculous. Won't happen. This is going to generate another one of our defeats there where we get a bunch of people slaughtered. As a senior U.S. commander, Zinni also was offended by their presumption. A retired Special Operations General, Wayne Downing, was up there scheming with Danny Pletka and her husband. Pletka, then an aide to Senator Jesse Helms, was married to another congressional staffer. They had this scheme for arming Chalabi. It upset me, because I'm the sink. These are my forces. I got staffers in Congress and retired generals working war plans. In addition to the potential for a small anti-Saddam force being massacred, he worried that their plan could wind up dragging the United States into war. The second issue is, they lead us into a mess. They piecemeal us into a fight, he said. Okay, it's special forces, it's small units, create an enclave, it's air support. But what do they then drag us into? Neither Iraq nor terrorism were issues in the 2000 presidential campaign, and in fact were hardly mentioned by the candidates of either party. Everything George W. Bush and Dick Cheney said during the campaign indicated that they thought Bill Clinton had used the military too much in his foreign policy, not too little. They outlined a stance of maintaining the policy of containment while being more selective about the use of force. Bush also argued against using the military in non-combat missions, hitting the issue hard in both debates of the presidential candidates. He believes in nation-building, Bush said of Democratic candidate Al Gore at their first debate on October 3, 2000. I would be very careful about using our troops as nation-builders. I believe the role of the military is to fight and win war, and therefore prevent war from happening in the first place. As a result of wanton Clinton administration policies, he added, I believe we're overextended in too many places. Bush emphasized this admonition at the next debate. I don't think our troops ought to be used for what's called nation building, he said on October 11th. I think our troops ought to be used to fight and win war. I think our troops ought to be used to help overthrow a dictator when it's in our best interests. During the campaign, Vice Presidential candidate Cheney also defended the decision during the 1991 war to not attack Baghdad. The United States, he said during an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, should not act as though we were an imperialist power, willy-nilly moving into capitals in that part of the world, taking down governments. Cheney appeared to endorse the Clinton administration's containment policy, saying that we want to maintain our current posture vis-à-vis Iraq.